Checking, working. So last week was quite impressive.
Yeah.
This week was quite a step up.
Yeah. Yeah, look, we came into the two World Cups. The aim was top eight in both. So I think we've certainly surpassed our expectations. Last week, Glasgow certainly gave us a lot of confidence. And I think as we came in here to Apeldoorn and we looked at the teams, we knew we were going to be in the mix. And I think last night, especially getting one over the French finally, they've been dangling in front of us for a while. That really lifted the boys. And, you know, we went in last night with a race plan. We had a strategy and we executed really well. So we were confident that we were able to do that again today with Belgium, and it worked out really well.
They've looked quick all the way through. They haven't always looked technically that good.
Yeah.
But that seems to be getting better heat by heat.
Yeah, it is, you know. I think for most of these boys, nearly every track we go to is a new track. This is a program that's only been doing the rounds for 3 years, really. This is the start of our second World Cup season, so we only really have experience of a handful of tracks. And, you know, I've got to remember, these are relatively young boys with not a lot of history in track endurance. So it's all learning, it's all development, and it's taken them a bit of time, but this has always been the plan. There was never a quick goal we're looking to achieve. The target's always been Tokyo, and that's still on our sights.
And if they can go that quickly while the technique's still coming, the potential must
still
be there for more,
absolutely,
more improvement.
Yeah, absolutely. I've said to the boys for a year or so that our biggest gains will come through technical execution. And they are getting tighter, they're getting sharper all the time. The last 12 months has seen a big shift in our actual capacity to deliver. So now we've got that, now we can actually start really trying to refine the technique and hopefully see some more gains in the next 12 to 18 months.
As he's not here at the moment, what does Ed add to the team in terms of experience and leadership?
Look, Ed's great. He plays a role just like all the other boys. You know, obviously he's on a slightly different end of the age spectrum, but that's good. He brings a different dynamic to the group, which you know, it helps level up the rest of the boys. You look at the other kids and they're 18, 19, 20, 21. So actually having somebody in the group with life experience who's not a coach or a member of staff, one of the boys' peers, is really important for them. It's been one of the challenges with this group as it's progressed. They've all started from ground zero and grown together. So we've never had natural leaders, but having somebody like Ed or Remy in the past, or Nick Hamilton, Zach Bell, has always given the group, the younger riders, that elder peer to work with.
And what difference has Milton made?
That's massive. It's massive. It gives us a stable home environment, which we can go back to week in, week out, month in, month out. Our training is now relative to what we performed 6 months ago, 12 months ago, and it gives us a base from which we can both build the program and also our staffing and our infrastructure, which is paramount in trying to do this.
Still suffering though. Still
Hayden.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Amazing. Yeah. Wasn't expecting it to come so early. Like I was expecting maybe next year or year after, but I mean
you were all buzzing after the bronze in Glasgow.
Yeah.
To come here and go two better.
Yeah. Probably the only way that we would have done it, or else we'd all be kind of, even though it's still better than what our goal was coming into it, but since we did the bronze, I don't think we want to go back from there. We're pretty driven.
And the first round was quite tight.
It was, yes.
And the Belgians clearly had been able to ease off because they demolished the Dutch. Were you confident that you could get the gold, or were you realistically thinking one step at a time, silver next?
I was fairly confident just because back in Glasgow we bettered them, and all throughout, actually, like last season too, and in the World Cups and things like that, we've always beaten, well, not always, but like we've beaten Belgium, we've beaten the teams before. So I think having that knowledge from the past races with the similar teams as they brought before it was good to have that confidence in the back pocket just to kind of calm the nerves down. We've done it before, just obviously not at this scale, and it all just came together today. I'd say we've been having smoother and smoother rides throughout the past month, really. It's been a big month since Nationals, just pretty much non-stop.
Just watching you over the last 2 weeks, you've seen the changes. It got
progression.
Better.
Oh, man.
Slicker.
Yeah, we were looking in Glasgow, we were looking at old footage from like the Glasgow track and saw that the way that we were riding that track, we needed to change it. And once we changed it, we found like 2 seconds automatically, and I think that was a big morale boost, and we all knew then, okay, it's possible, especially when we qualified third and rode third throughout Glasgow. That was just like, okay, well, let's try to keep this ball going, you know, and well, it shows. I think the confidence is a major thing to keep the nerves calm, so, yeah.
So that was quite impressive.
Yeah, it was a pretty great ride. First time for Canada, and yeah, I couldn't do it with a better bunch of guys.
Obviously, with the bronze at Glasgow, you knew you had form.
Yeah, we knew we were on form, but like I said, we came to Glasgow with these two World Cups, the goal being a top eight, and anything above that was amazing, and we're leaving here as World Cup winners. It's the first time for Canada.
And what do you think the difference was between last week and this week? Just more experience, or?
Yeah, just I think coming from Canada, just got adjusted to the time zone a little better. Legs came around, and just a bit more riding, and just everything fell into place.
I was saying earlier, your technique's getting better almost every ride.
Yeah.
The speed was obvious, but it all seems to get a little bit cleaner and crisper.
Yeah, everything, our exchanges are getting cleaner, we're able to ride closer, so recovery watts are lower, and then everyone's able to take stronger pulls, and just, the time is able to go up and up with, just the execution of the ride being better.
Brilliant. We'll be getting quicker and quicker as we go through these, Jack, because the other ones are spoken for hours.
I'll just say a tidbit.
So how does that feel?
Undescribable. Just, I mean, so much work has gone into this, and I mean, we had our expectations coming into this was like a top eight finish, and we won it, so anything besides being amazed is an understatement, so yeah.
So what's your plan for the rest of the winter? Are you doing Cali and Los Angeles? Or?
I think if we don't have to, we're going to just do these two races, and then if we have enough points to qualify for Worlds, and we're just going to go to the Worlds.
Oh, winning a bronze should be enough.
Yeah, hopefully. A little bit, it's easier on the budget as well. But personally, I'm headed off to China right now to do a couple stage races, Tour of Fuzhou and Tour of Shanghai. Over the next couple of weeks, and I'm headed home for about a month. Nice little break, so nice.
Great.